I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is happening?
What's up, guys? Thanks for joining us. We are the Red Table Talk After Show. I am here, but I'm not alone. I'm with my co-hosts, Jay Lamar, Jade, and Tyler. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's poppin', girl?
I'm Kelly Simone. These are my friends. We're going to talk today about season 3, episode 2, all about the coronavirus. But before we get into it, how are you guys doing? We're quarantined. We're practicing social distancing right now. How are you doing?
Well, we are, but Tyler is
I am practicing social distancing as well. Thank you very much. I just had to get a haircut, if that's okay with everyone.
I guess
that. Who knew that social distancing was low-key, like, a little hard? Am I wrong or what? Like, it's not hard. You now don't have an option to hang out with people. Like, now you really just can't. So if you do want to hang out with just, like, one person or two people, it's like, you got to low-key be careful with that. You know what I mean? You're just more cautious.
I'm
a very extrovert, so.
Yeah, I'm an extreme extrovert. So, like, this time inside the house is, like, fun to me. Like, my housekeeper can't come over and clean, so I have to, like, clean.
Come on, housekeeper. You talking about me and the haircut. You got a housekeeper.
So I have to, like, clean myself, and I'm, like, learning stuff about the house. And I'm, like, I'm excited.
Learning stuff about the house.
Some places.
That's the only way to look at it.
Well, I'm an only child, so isolation is normal for me. I'm an extroverted only child, so this
how to keep ourselves busy, hey? Okay.
Right. Although a little company wouldn't hurt. I'm just saying.
Y'all better get y'all a quarantine bag.
I need one. Right. I wasn't prepared. It kind of came out of nowhere.
Well, as a matchmaker, I can find you a quarantine bag. They out here in these streets.
Nobody said that, virtual dates can't happen.
Anyway.
Right. Okay, let's
All right, Tyler, what's poppin'?
So, this was an emergency red table. Everybody was there except for Jaden, which, you know, he's practicing social distancing. I get it. They talked a little bit about the fear that people have because of the language that's been used when talking about coronavirus. And I agree with Willow. The language that they use in the media is scary. How do you guys feel about it?
It's very scary. It's so scary. Honestly, it's funny because I wrote in my notes. I said, Willow is a mood. That's literally me. Because the thing is, when it comes to this whole pandemic, like, it's like the more and more they try to give us information about this, it's like, I don't see or hear a result to it. Now you're telling me that it's airborne. So, okay. So it's not by hands anymore. It's not as effective. It's more effective fade.
I love a good fade, Tyler. Come on, Tyler.
Right.
That ain't happening today, but one day I'll go back to the fade. But okay. I appreciate a fade.
But I definitely think that the media is, like, really, really blowing this thing out of proportion. I don't know how many of y'all got phone calls yesterday from people that live out of state. Like, I got so many phone calls last night after our governor got off the air and issued the stay-at-home situation. People like, oh, y'all on lockdown? Y'all can't go nowhere? Y'all can't do this? I'm like, whoa. Like, we can go about our normal day-to-day safe activities, grocery store, you know, walks in the park and stuff like that. But there are certain things we can't do. But I feel like the media projects it as though, like, we're on complete shutdown. And like you said, the language they're using. On CNN, they said Cali was in a shutdown. Our mayor and our governor said we are not in a shutdown. So, like, the media using this tough language to, like, scare society.
Yeah. I think it's really crazy because, you know, the media, they have a job to do. Yes, they do everything based off of ratings. So they use words like pandemic every 5 minutes.
Oh,
and they use this ridiculous scary music and all of that and hype things up for ratings.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right in the sense that, like, it's not as bad as they're making it seem. Yes, we have to be careful. Yes, we have to be cautious. Yes, we're keeping our distance. But we aren't locked away in the house. Like, it's not a police state where you can't leave the house and, you need to be careful like that. It's just that, okay, well, you know what? We're not having day parties. And no, we're not meeting up for brunch. And yes, the gym is closed. And you do have to be mindful of your health and the health of others around you. But that's pretty much it. Like, I didn't go home because of the fact that my dad's 63, my grandmother's 85, they don't know what is what as far as this virus is concerned. So I don't want to bring something home since they don't even know how it's fully really transmitted in the first place.
I think because of the big scare that everybody is talking about in California, I think that I don't think I'm welcome home at this point. I think my mom like,
don't go home. You stay right where you are.
But it makes 100% sense as to why Los Angeles and New York are the main places where everyone is concerned, because that is literally, these two cities are the capital of entertainment, the capital of business. Everybody is there to get their coins and get their bag, but now it's like everything has been stopped. And I actually have a question. Do you think that with this going on, do you think the U.S. is about to go through a nationwide shutdown?
Yes.
I don't know.
Like, if things continue the way that they're going and the way that they're going right now, because it's not just, okay, well, only in San Francisco, like, this many people are getting this virus. It's not like only in New York and it's staying right there. It's legit spreading across all states, all cities, and it's growing exponentially. So what they're trying to do, and the reason that we're in the house in the first place, is that we have to, quote unquote, bend the curve. What the hell does bend the curve mean? Meaning we have to stop the spread of things happening so quickly. So if we keep everyone in the house for a minimum of like 2 to 3 weeks, those people that are sick, it will play out and die out. Those people that aren't sick, they won't get sick. And then we can go ahead and get this thing, get a vaccine, get everything under control. But if we keep business as usual with going to the mall, going to the store, going to brunch, going to the gym, it's going to continue to spread. So I think right now, until it gets under control, the next step, we're only one step away. The next step is a complete shutdown for a certain number of weeks.
To the point where you get a fine, y'all.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it'll be a nationwide shutdown. I think it will continue to be like state by state. You have some states like North Dakota, South Dakota.
Why ain't nobody there?
But they have like single number cases.
Because ain't nobody there.
So for them, like there's no point in them being shut down, them going through, you know, like the stuff that we're going through. So I don't think it'll be a nationwide shutdown, but I definitely think here in LA, I think they'll definitely shut us down for a week.
I think it's gonna be like all the major cities and states.
Yeah, definitely the big ones. I wanted to talk a little bit about social media and how social media has played a part in the fear that everybody has about this. I think that it's made it a lot worse because we're seeing visual evidence of the fact that stores are cleared out, which is causing other people to go and buy things, which is just kind of increasing the fear. How has your experience been with it?
I think that what's actually weird is social media has actually been breathtaking. I mean, it has been a breath of fresh air during this time, more than anything. Outside of seeing the stores with nothing in them, I think social media has actually been fun to actually watch, because we get to see people do the TikTok videos, and then we're getting to see people do the challenges and stuff like that. Outside of that, I'm not seeing a scare on social media like I'm seeing on television.
Insane.
I'm a little nervous though when it comes to social media though, because now, yes, one, okay, it's great that we're able to do TikToks and all that stuff. It's fun. But the more and more and more that we are going to be confined in our homes and stuff, I feel like it's going to get to the point where now social media, and maybe it's just me, but like I caught myself kind of like feeling like that inside, but like now everyone's gonna want more followers on TikTok. They're gonna want more followers on Instagram and all that stuff, because the thing is, that's all they have. And now that's going to be a social problem, because what if that stops you from being a social person? And that just, we already have a problem with comparing ourselves with stuff, right? So now when it comes to social media, everyone's gonna try to get the latest YouTube, the latest stuff. And it's like, what necessarily can be talked about anymore at this point, because they're gonna be talking about the same stuff.
I kind of agree with that, but I also think that it's gonna kind of normalize society because everybody is going to be in house. So I won't have that fear of missing out because I'm watching Tyler at a day party and I'm at home. I won't
That's a good point.
What I like about, I feel like social, I'm like with Jay, I'm actually with all of you. I feel like social media has like calmed my fears a little bit. It's not as scary as the news and everything. Like, you can see everybody going through like the same thing you're going through. But what I love more than that, And also it brings out people's creativity. You're going to see all these challenges and all these, a lot of great production and stuff is going to come out of this whole process. But
100%.
What I love more than that is all of these people that do everything for the gram and everything for social media.
They can't do it no more.
Exactly. It's going to expose.
No flexing over here.
Right.
More let's see your true talent.
So it doesn't matter if you take a picture with this celebrity on this day and a celebrity with that day, because nobody knows that you had to beg them for this picture. Like, that part is done. There is no celebrity in your home. So what do you have going on at home? Oh, nothing. Oh, okay, cool. Now we see.
Tyler, speaking of what you got going on at home, I'm sorry, side note, can you give your barber my number and tell him?
You want me to give my barber your number so he can come to your house and cut your hair?
Yeah, okay. I'm available after this. Just let
you're
you
available. After, well, he's not. He has appointments. But I will definitely give you his information so that you can schedule an appointment so he can swing by.
Thank you, Tyler.
I love that.
Connections.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about how you know that it's time to go to a hospital and the difference between having a cold and then, you know, having COVID-19. Yeah, and having the flu. They're all totally different things. But did that scare you guys? Because for me, you know, if it's going to start off looking like a cold, that's a little scary, because how do you know whether or not it's a cold or more?
I think it's very honestly scary, only because it is flu season, 100%. They are saying it's flu season, pollination's coming, all that stuff, you know, especially down here, there's so much
allergies,
allergies like crazy. And so I really think, well, two things. I think it's scary only because, you know, one, we can deal with the flu. We can get over the flu and stuff. I think what really is the biggest problem here of this, because they keep saying millennials are fine. It's about your parents. It's about your grandparents and all that stuff. And so that's the scary part. So when you cough or when you do this or when you do certain things, it's like, okay, like for instance, I'm really, really, really paranoid about stuff. Okay. Cause I'm a really crazy person. Also, I'm an overthinker, cancer. Hey. And so my mom, she literally was like, she'll cough. And I'll like look at her. I'll be like, Mom, are you okay? Cause I'm thinking it's my fault. Like, that's the thing. Like, I tell my dad, he just got home from Ohio, right? And he's fine or whatever. I told him, go take a shower right away. He was like, Jay, get off. Leave me alone. I said, I'm not hugging you until you take a shower. Only because I'm like, I want you to be healthy. I want you to be all this stuff. So I think it's just it's scary to know what if they're really feeling this way because of the virus, or if it's just because they just naturally cough or they naturally feel this way, or maybe they're tired because they stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean? It's many factors. And what really sucks is our bodies naturally react to like things and have the same symptoms of different things, but have the same symptoms. You feel me?
Yeah. The thing that I don't like about this, the COVID situation, is the fact that with the flu, with allergies, with everything else, you have symptoms. You know what those symptoms are. You know what they look like. This COVID-19 thing is something where you legit can have no symptoms. Like, I technically can have this thing and not even know it because I have no symptoms. And then unknowingly, I give it to whoever and that or whomever. And that is why they want everyone to isolate, because you can have no symptoms and pass it along. Whereas when we have the flu or we have the cold or we have something, we know we have it. This is one of those things that you have no idea. And now they're finding out, as they once told us, oh yeah, if you're a millennial, you're fine, which is why everybody was at the beach in Florida, only to find out, oh no, which is, I don't know why people think, oh, if I'm black, or if I'm under the age of 30, or if what, we're all humans. We all have the same genetic
makeup. You know how
if
much
a 60-year-old can get it, 60-year-old white man can get it, then a 30-year-old black man can get it. All human beings can get this.
But Trump did not, this is what pissed me off, and I'm going to say this as an Asian woman. Trump did not make this easier for Asians. I'm going to say that right now. Calling
he doesn't
it
make
Chinese
it,
come virus.
On now.
Are you kidding me?
He did that on purpose.
Exactly. Like, literally, tell me why. I saw on Twitter that two kids and a mom and dad were stabbed because they had the Chinese virus.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
You're hurting children?
Well, this is what he does. You guys know this. He's been doing this since 2016. He's been doing this since 2015, where he picks a racial group and he makes that racial group the enemy. And he and all his racist buddies, they target them, they use cold language. And in this case, it happens to be, they say Chinese, but of course they're grouping all Asians into Chinese.
People are stupid.
It's crazy right now that we need a leader that is going to not only be a great business leader, but also personable. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest thing about Trump. He lacks being personal.
Yeah. And he's a great businessman.
He's a great businessman. But
I cannot let y'all slide with that. We are not going to call this man a great businessman and he's gone bankrupt a million times. That is not the sign of a great businessman.
But in a sense, I say it in a way that he's a great businessman, knowing that he's consistently been able to get himself out of that. He's consistently been able to.
That's called a hustler. That's called a hustler. That's called a con artist. He's a great hustler and a great con artist.
He's a hustler. He's a hustler. He's a hustler.
But we're Team Obama still, by the way. So.
Period.
I give you that.
To go back to your point, I think it is very scary that right now we're in a time to where, like you said, on the media, it was like, okay, we can't get it because we're Black. We can't get it because we're millennials. Yep. Now everything, and then they said it wasn't airborne. Now everything's being backtracked. Like now we can get it because it's hella Black people getting it. Right. We can get it because all these millennials are getting it, and they think that we're the ones now carrying it to our elderly family members because we were told it was okay for us to be out and about in these streets. Mm-hmm. And now we're carrying the virus at a higher rate than our elderly family members. So I think it's scary. I know me, like I woke up last night and I had like my heat on, and I woke up and I was like really, really stuffy, and I started to cough, and I'm like, I went to the gas station yesterday. I used the glove, but then I just started to think, like, damn, did I catch it? Like, my mind just
started. Wash your hands all the time.
So pay in mind that your body, it does the placebo effect as well. When you think about it, you do start getting symptoms because your body thinks you have it.
I did the same thing. Same thing. And I'm going to tell y'all, like I told everyone on my IG, you need to get you some lemon, some ginger, some honey, boil it, drink it, and it'll boost your immune system to help you.
Yeah. And then just take vitamins. You know, really, it's also letting people know and telling Americans to be healthy and boost up your immune system, all that stuff. There was literally a picture of like toilet paper and all that being gone, but vitamins were all stocked and everything. What sense does that make?
The toilet paper is not going to help you not get this virus. And by the way, real quick, were they not wiping down and cleaning the buses and the subways and all of this stuff?
Apparently not.
So has the place just been disgusting for the last 30 years?
Yeah.
Sadly, y'all should have seen me on that plane. I had sanitized that whole place, and look, I didn't see it white. So I was like, that's crazy.
Were you nervous to travel, or was it just like, oh?
No. I was very, very nervous. And what really baffled me was, because I came down anyways, I don't want to go on time. But when I was in the airport, I was on, it's like, I was like, what, the 5%, maybe 2% that were wearing masks and gloves. Everyone was just walking around like it's nothing. In LAX, same thing in Houston, and they're like looking at me. I was like, nah, I feel very uncomfortable. Like, I even sat down to the next to this guy, and I was like cleaning around with wipes. And then I was like, I said, excuse me, sir, can I wipe this side of my armrest? And he's like, yeah, sure. He's like, I said, do you want one? He's like, no, thank you. And then he was like, he questioned me, asking if I had it. I was like, no, I am just being cautious. He's like, okay, because like I have a mask, I can put it on. I was like, I have a mask too, though. So just that scared me because I didn't want to touch anything. I didn't get a drink when they served drinks. I didn't get any drinks. I definitely made sure that the air, because the thing is being, and I don't know about y'all, but I sleep with my mouth open, and I was not trying to get.
Yes, come on and sleep with your mouth open.
Look, it's involuntary.
I can see it.
Okay?
I can see it.
Can you imagine on the plane? No.
Jay,
not on the plane. I have a serious question.
Yeah.
How much was your plane ticket?
Oh, what? Look, I have been pushing back my ticket so many times right now for like, it said negative 22. I said, so I get credit?
I'll take it.
It's cheap. It is so cheap.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I saw round trip tickets to Orlando for $53.
Well, what do y'all think about
Miami had them for 98?
Wait.
Okay, sorry.
I wanted to talk about, oh God, now I'm losing my train of thought.
Yeah, 22 minutes. Sorry, Tyler, go ahead.
It's okay. Hold on. I'm gonna look through my notes.
Tyler, you went missing.
Did I? Oh. Yes.
She probably
wait. Oh, got it?
Yes,
you're back. Yeah. Yay.
I wanted to just bring up, like, you guys were talking about the positive sides of all of this and social media possibly being one, but I think that more than anything, it's just made us all realize, like, how much of the same we are, because we can all be wiped out, you know, immediately. Yeah. Nobody is immune to that point to where they're just completely safe from catching it, and I think people are starting to realize it. I'm hoping that empathy grows within the society.
But what do you, okay, so with that being said, Tyler, what do you think about, you know, us being aware that, you know, we are somewhat similar, like all pretty much similar. What do you think about when it comes to celebs being able to get tested before everyone who actually need it? Do you think it's that?
I feel like that is, it just shows that the rich have access to things that we don't have access to, and it sucks because a lot of us just don't have that money to give, especially if it's not planned for.
And I don't have an estate to be able to act like I'm, you know, having my own world and being able to play basketball and stuff. You know what I mean? I just think that with that, it just sucks because I think that with this virus, it's definitely exposing a lot of flaws in our federal government, and it's exposing a lot of flaws when it comes to, you know, what we really value and what we think is important as well.
I mean, it's showing flaws also in our healthcare system. You have to look at
that. We already knew we're there. Yeah.
Right now, our healthcare providers and hospitals are scrounging around looking for masks, looking for gloves, hand sanitizer, because a lot of places wait until they're almost empty to kind of restock. And now everybody's trying to restock at the same time, and there's nothing.
And they weren't prepared. So it's not like, not even like, oh, I'm the owner of this hospital and I was being lackadaisical and waited. It was that I got bombarded with like 500 cases and we didn't have this many masks in play. But what I also love is it's also showing that celebrities can get this. It's not something that's only for the poor people. It's not something only for the Italians, it's not something only for the gays.
They got Idris and everybody. I'm just too.
I love that it's showing that everybody can get this. Everybody needs to be aware. Everybody needs to do what they can to protect themselves and everybody else around them.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree. I think that's the other side of the social media thing, because now stars are being really open about whether or not they did actually get diagnosed with it. And it does make you realize that we're all the same, regardless of how much money you have.
Right. That's why I said it's good right now. Everything is like normalized. Celebrities are at home. We're at home.
And when you get sick, you are scared and you don't know what to do. And then you're looking for leadership. And one thing we don't have, no matter how you want to phrase this and no matter what side of the aisle you're on, we do not have leadership in this country. And so people are just running rampant and they're running scared, which is why, like Jay said earlier, they're going in the grocery store and they're buying toilet paper and napkins. Neither one of those things is going to protect you against this coronavirus. And it's just like, and I forget, I don't know if it was on Red Table or somewhere, but they talked about how that is just a psychological fear. People have to cling to something. And in every instance of a pandemic or an epidemic or some crisis, we as human beings, we cling to something. And in this case, it happens to be toilet paper and napkins. And they were saying that it's because the one thing that we all have to do is use the bathroom. And so if I am said consumer and I can hoard all this toilet paper where I can do it and I have toilet paper, but now you don't, not only do I feel comfortable, but then it gives me this sense of I'm not better than, but just I'm a little bit higher up on the pole than you are.
No, there's always has to be,
and you don't, and we have, for whatever reason in this society, we have to have this hierarchy of who's better than, who has more money than, who's at a higher level than everyone else, and it's manifesting itself in toilet paper.
Exactly. Somebody in Tennessee literally bought all types of Lysol, hand sanitizers, everything, and he was literally trying to sell it. And now that he got in trouble, he can't sell anymore. And it's getting to the point where people are starting to start looting and everything. Like, I even got an email or whatnot, like, people are getting emails saying, make sure y'all lock your doors because people are going to come here as saying that they're going to test you, but really they're here to rob you. Like, it's literally becoming that, and it's just really crazy because everything that we see on movies and stuff are high key coming about in front of our eyes.
I Am Legend, a Will Smith, one of my favorite Will Smith movies. I Am Legend. That was too much. About I can only watch very that. Similar to this. So it's crazy.
Well, it's crazy. A couple in Canada bought a whole bunch of supplies of Lysol and hand sanitizer and actually sold it and made $70,000 off of it. Damn. Right.
That's a lot of money.
I'm like, what are you going to do with that money? You can't go nowhere anyway.
Bank it. Right. Shit, I wish I would have thought of that. But I just want to let our viewers know that if you can't find toilet tissue, I did see baby wipes in the aisle. So get you some paper wipes if you can't find
those. Those are even better, listen.
And then if you don't have that, if you have paper towels, cut it in half.
Cut it in
half. That part.
Ooh, that's a little rough for my butt.
It's rough, but it's something that will wipe it.
Right. They can't use the toilet. They can't use paper towels. Not back then.
Use some water then.
Jump in the shower. Use some water. If you have nothing, soap and water is always available. Jump in the shower and literally clean your behind.
Clean your hole.
Oh, but I will say though, with all this going on, it is definitely changing money like crazy. Gas over here in Texas is becoming 99 cents.
Yeah. Oh, bring some back, girl.
Unheard of. That's crazy. Well, unheard of for me. I don't know about everybody else.
Like stock exchange, stock markets, everything are going down, like on some recession type stuff right now. Like,
I
have a question. What did y'all think of the actual episode? Like, just from, I know we criticize everything and we break down topics, but just from a standpoint of a consumer, what did y'all think of this episode? Because I struggled to get through this episode. Like, I know that they were talking about something that I was interested in, but I was low-key, like, falling asleep.
It was
like,
in and out, in and out, in and out.
This is not the Red Table Talk that I'm used to. Like, what?
Well, yeah. Well, I noticed that normally their episodes are about 30 minutes, but this one was an hour, which, yeah it was
and
long.
I felt like they were repeating themselves so many times. Like, okay, we get it. We understand. But now, what can you do to help make America feel comfortable during this situation?
I think that they should have had like a popping or a solid topic. I feel like everything they said, we had already heard before. We see Dr. We seen it on the news. We heard our mayors and our governors. I think they should have had like maybe a different perspective or like something educational for us to learn or something.
All right, so thank you.
I did appreciate at the end that they had a few special guests. One of the girls who actually had COVID-19. I thought that was really nice.
I like that.
Like if they were a show that was geared towards talking to people that had it, I thought that would have been more entertaining.
They should have had more of that and less.
Because we need to know more about what is actually happening rather than somebody telling us, not like a doctor telling us. Because the thing is, it's like, okay, you're saying that you're old. You're saying that, you know, this is what can happen, but it's better to always see proof of what's going on so people can feel better. Like that girl, when I saw the video, she made me feel a little better because I was like, okay, you know, she did get it with her friends and all that stuff, but she looks like she has been recovering well, at least that I think she has.
Her story was quite scary, like to know that her friend came from the UK and infected all six of his friends. Like, it's great.
It's a highly contagious thing.
He wouldn't be my friend no more. He would not be my friend no more.
It's a highly contagious thing. Yeah.
My friend.
That's like that. And that's what makes it different from the flu, from the regular flu, from everything else. Like, you can be around somebody with the flu and you walk away from that situation having not contracted anything. But this is one of those things where it's so contagious where I don't even have to touch you. You can, like, it's so contagious, and I'm not trying to freak anybody out, so please don't get freaked out, but it's so contagious that living in an apartment building like I do, if my neighbor across the building has it, it's airborne, so it can go through the ventilation with central air and heat in this building. It can go through the vents and come to me while I'm sequestered in my apartment. That's how contagious this thing is.
Oh my God, Tyler, so, you got me looking at the bottom of my door.
I'm not trying to freak anybody out.
Do you think the air can get in?
Boy, have a seat.
You are so...
You're fine. Have a seat.
You're so...
Do you think
I tell you this, even if you have it, you'll be in the house for the next 2 weeks anyway, so...
But do you think that... Okay, so knowing about them, knowing about all five of them, knowing that what's going on, do you think that they are aware of what, like, that they can be a possibility of getting themselves infected of each other? Like, you know, why? It just, to me personally, I'm like, okay, so, like, I get that y'all wanted to get the show out and all this stuff, but if it's so concerning, why are y'all so open to sit in the table of all five of y'all? You know what I mean? If y'all don't know.
I think they live together, so I think that they're...
But that's what I'm saying. So you can live with your family, and it doesn't matter. You still can give it to them. Like, you know?
I think that's probably why Jaden. I think that's probably why Jaden didn't want to come over, because he had been traveling so much and had probably had more outside exposure than them.
So, but even that, what do you do if you live in under the same roof? So what? Hey, okay, we're gonna throw your food over there.
We gotta ask Idris Elba, his wife. She was sitting in the same.
Literally touching her mouth and everything. I'm like.
And there's also a story that they did on ABC News where a family, and I forget how many people are in this family, but four people in the family contracted. It was like a family of eight. Yes. And four of the eight contracted it and died. Now, granted, all of them over the age of like 45, 50, 60, somewhere up there. But still, it is possible that, you know, you can pass this on being under the same roof and just give it to everyone. Which is why Jaden stay home. Which is why I stay in my little ass at home. Like, I am locked away.
How did you guys feel, really quick before we go into news, how did you guys feel knowing that our population will become immune to it? Because that was kind of calming to hear, was that it'll pass through the population, which that's nothing new. Pandemics just pass eventually. But I liked that they mentioned that part. Yeah.
But what's going to come up next, though?
Well, I mean, there's always remember, because when I look at old videos, we had Ebola, we had SARS, we had swine flu, we had all of these things that during that time was like this huge thing, but they pass and we get over it. This one just is a little bit more aggressive and it's spreading a little bit quicker, so we just have to take a little bit more precautions. But the same thing.
Yeah. I think the scariest thing is to know that last night they announced that out of our 31 million residents in California, 10% will get corona. 10% of us.
No, I
think it'd be so it's 40 million in the state of California, 25, I think, or whatever percent. So it's like 25.8 million people are supposed to have it eventually when it's all said and done, which is why my ass is in the house. I don't know what y'all are doing, but y'all can go out there and get this.
If I get it, y'all send me some stuff around here.
And my barber can't come see you if you got it, because I need.
I ain't got nothing right now.
Hey, but that refund check is about to look nice, though.
That's gonna help a lot.
But in other news, what's the news, Tyler? What's up?
Okay, so in our Red Table Talk news and gossip, one thing, Jaden, you guys know, water is one of the things that is really hard to find right now. So if you go to Jaden Smith's page, his Just Water, they have even liter size containers of water. So you can still order water from him if you're having difficulty finding it in your grocery stores. And I don't have my stuff in front of me because it's all on my phone, which I'm using to talk to you. So if you go to Jaden Smith's page, you can find that. If you go to Jada's page, she posted a video of Gammy, who is well into her 60s, showing her strength and agility. She was upside down, showing her core and her upper body strength, doing upside down push-ups in a chair. That's what she's doing to occupy herself as she is sequestered away. You all know, based on this episode, Willow cut her hair. Well, if you go on Jada's page, also, you'll be able to see a video of the actual moment that Willow cut her dreads off. And then Will Smith, he always has something crazy on his page. So one, he shows you various ways to meditate. You guys remember back in the day, they used to say, if you just woosah, woosah, woosah. So there's a video where it's just talking about woosah the whole time. And another video where he's showing if Shakespeare had been in quarantine during the plague, you know, what it would look like. It's a very funny video. So go check out those videos on Will Smith's page. And that's all I got for your news and gossip.
Thank you. That was great, as always. As always. Well, we're going to be here again in our rooms, in our houses, social distancing, most likely next week. But make sure you join us here again. I am Miss Tyler Simone. Well, you can follow me on Instagram at Miss Tyler Simone. Where can they follow you guys in the meantime?
Well, my name is Jade Ming. You can follow me on Instagram on My Ming Official, MAIMING Official.
What's up, y'all? Jay Lamar. You can follow me on all social media platforms at I Am Jay Lamar. Make sure y'all follow me so y'all can see what I'm doing during this time of quarantine.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you can get your entire life still while in quarantine following me at the Tyler Tyson. Let me tell you, I'm at the park. I'm still out here getting this fitness in. I'm doing it all. So you follow me at the Tyler Tyson.
He might be contaminated, yes. Y'all. He was at the park.
Oh my God.
But I was keeping my distance from everybody. If you look at my video, I'm away from everybody by myself.
You was in the grass, Tyler.
Oh, okay. So now it's in the grass. All right.
Everybody's in this real quick, though. I will say this real quick though. I have not seen, this is the first time I've ever seen like everyone being outside, by the way, to work out.
Oh, oh yeah. Wait, what do you mean? Us?
No, just everyone outside rather than going to the gym. This is the most I've seen everyone outside working out.
She ain't talking about us because I ain't been to work out.
Not Jay Lamar.
Oh my gosh. But y'all can come work out with me then.
Definitely. Not in the grass.
Not in the grass.
Well, you can't come in my house because this is a one-person domicile only. Nobody is allowed in until this passes.
Wait, are we still? Are we still on? Are we?
Unless you're a barber.
I think we're saying goodbye. Oh, except my barber. Yes.
Are we signing off, y'all?
Oh, we're signing off. Bye.
No, sorry.
All right, just playing the outro.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.